Well, we are in the 31st year of the annual Salt Festival, and how this came to be was to promote the history of the Big Bone Lick area and the salt making that was happening in the 1800s.
Is it politically correct to have a salt festival in these health-conscious times?
Well, yes, because, you know, we're not promoting the use of extra sodium in our diets. We're just promoting the history of the salt making from the sulfur springs that are local to our area.
What kinds of demonstrations will people be able to experience?
You're going to be able to see blacksmithing, pottery making. There's going to be several different types of primitive working of leather, beading, wood carving, flint knapping, and jewelry making.
And this is all in addition to the salt.
Yes, absolutely. You're going to see people actually boil down local waters, and you'll see the salt that remains after, you know, the evaporation process. And a lot of times you can even taste the salt that you get.
And there are a lot of hands-on activities as well. What can people participate in?
There's going to be several different archery demonstrations that people can actually participate in also. And we will have some primitive weaponry, and then a little bit of the fire starting you'll be able to participate in also.
You'll also have a food court and handcrafted items for sale.
All of the handcrafted items are either going to be pre-1840s or locally made. And some of those are glass beads and jewelry. We also have people that are using needlework and leather beading. We have local beeswax and honey. There's a Native American individual who's going to be playing a flute, and you can buy his music. And then we have sorghum, grits, and local honey.
Sounds like you've got something for everyone.
Yes.
One of the things that caught my eye is that you'll have a bison herd. What can people learn about bison?
Actually, the bison are here. They are permanent at the park. We have a herd of 11, and they are a little bit different than what we know as the buffalo. People are used to calling them the buffalo, but they are actually American bison, which are native to this area also. We actually will go back there, and we'll kind of talk, and we'll tell you the difference between the bison and the buffalo, and you can see our whole herd. We actually have three babies that are were born this summer. So you can come out and see them also.
And one of the things that attracted the bison to that area is the salt at the Bone Licks.
Absolutely.
You can find out how to get more information about the Salt Festival at Big Bone Lick State Historical Site on October 19th and 20th on our website at WNKU.org under Regional News. Laura Robbins, thank you.
Thank you.